You know, there's some people who listen to our show and they complain that it's too lowbrow.
Yeah, it is.
We don't sound sophisticated or intelligent enough, and we don't take anything seriously ever.
Yeah.
I literally don't. It's
kind of on track there.
Yeah,
that's it.
Sure, but you know what? Just for the haters, I thought we could discuss this quote I found the other day from famed 18th century Scottish philosopher David Hume.
Hume boys in the house.
David says, quote, "The advantages found throughout history seem to be of three kinds, as it amuses the fancy, as it improves the understanding, and as it strengthens the virtue."
Okay.
All right. Good words, bro.
Virtue here.
I agree.
Yep.
I concur.
Yes.
I also concur.
And I second that motion.
Fastidiously. Ubiquitous.
Ah.
Non sequitur.
Photosynthesis.
Parallelogram.
Hey, look at us.
All right, I think we sounded intelligent enough there. Let's get back to the dumb
Captain.
Stuff. With a brand new edition of Care or Don't Care.
All right.
We have a list of very lowbrow, exciting buzz-related topics. Let's get right to it with your first headline. You won't believe what people are not buying during the outbreak. Care or don't care?
I care?
Ooh, I care too.
That's kind of interesting.
About 2 weeks ago, tens of millions of Americans went home, put on their sweatpants, and haven't taken them off since.
Oh my God, for real.
How do I know this? Well, according to Walmart, over the past few weeks, they've seen a huge increase in the number of people buying dress shirts, but not dress pants.
You gotta look good on those video calls.
It's kind of like a clothing mullet. Business on top, party down below. So other than dress shirts, though, the other interesting purchase that Walmart's seen a huge uptick on is popsicle sticks.
What? Oh, for all the kids' crafts that are happening at home. Dude,
you're on it, bro.
I've been needing some more of those babies.
Yeah, families are buying tons of popsicle sticks for arts and crafts projects. Over the last 2 weeks, it says that they've sold over 30 million popsicle sticks on the Walmart website.
I almost had a panic this weekend. I'm like, oh my God, I'm about to run out of construction paper. What do we do next? Dude. You guys.
Just let them draw on the walls.
Yeah, no. You just throw it away when they're not looking, Jose.
No.
It's fine. Yeah, you do. You can't keep it all, man.
Let's go to your next headline. In non-COVID news, you'll never believe what just happened on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Uh-oh.
Care or don't care?
Mm-mm.
I don't know if I care.
I don't care.
You don't care?
I don't care.
Don't you think that people need an escape from all these nonstop COVID stories? You guys are so selfish.
All you want to care
about is what you want to hear. I'll give you guys one more chance.
The Kardashians.
Keep it up with the Kardashians. Care or don't care?
I don't care. They're like a virus themselves.
Wow.
No.
How about this then? We now have a nomination for Cheapskate Celebrity of the Year.
Care, don't care.
Is this a trick to get us to do the last one? Is this the last story?
Yeah, it's going to be about the Kardashians.
It's like the Kardashians are cheap. I agree. I care.
Okay. Chef Bobby Flay is in the news today.
It's not Kardashian
related because he recently set up a GoFundMe campaign asking his fans to donate money so he can pay his restaurant employees without taking cash out of his own pocket.
Bobby Flay, the Iron Chef, who's like worth $50 million probably?
He's actually worth an estimated $60
million. See, I knew it!
And that's the only way he can figure out how to pay his employees is a GoFundMe.
No.
It's the only way he's willing to do it.
Did you see the CEO of Roadhouse has said, I'm not taking my salary for the year in order to pay our Roadhouse, restaurant employees?
Well, Bobby is seeking $100,000 for the employees at his restaurant, saying, quote, please find it in your hearts to give what you can. But he is willing to contribute a little bit. He says he's generously willing to offer to personally match whatever people end up giving.
Oh, good.
But he won't give more than $100,000.
What? Oh, my gosh. Brooke, this is the guy
that's worth $60 million and he won't give more than $100,000 to his own employees who made him all that money.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, so naturally people are tearing into Bobby on social media.
Oh, no.
And as of late, his GoFundMe has reached $11,000.
Good. good.
Yeah, but sad for the employees.
Let's see if you guys care about this. The four possible timelines for life returning to normal.
Oh, my gosh.
Care or don't care?
Please, I definitely care.
Okay, I care.
Recently, a well-known publication interviewed several epidemiologists.
Okay.
Jose, that's fancy talk for disease doctors.
Okay, thank you.
And they asked these doctors when, if ever, will life return to normal here in the U.S.
Oh, we got to throw that if ever in there?
And here are the four possible timelines that they give. 1 to 2 months.
Okay, that's positive. That's hopeful.
Experts say it's highly unlikely.
Okay.
It all depends on...
You just crashed my hope.
Well, it depends on whether people who get the virus recover and get an immunity to it.
Yeah. Terrible.
The next scenario, 3 to 4 months. They say it could happen if we discover lots of people had the virus and developed immunity. Then we could isolate clusters of people who are still considered at risk.
Okay, 3 to 4 months.
While everybody else gets back to work.
3 to 4 months is possibility. Okay.
Yes.
Antibodies.
The next scenario is 4 to 12 months.
Oh my God, this is getting worse, wow. Jeffrey.
And that depends on whether the warm weather when summer comes along actually slows down the virus like it slows down the flu.
Yeah, hopefully.
And if that happens, big crowds are still probably out of the question.
So I'm not seeing live music for at least a year is what this guy's telling me.
Most likely.
I'm not going to see my family. I mean, Christmas now? I hope people see
you're right.
Christmas.
I should be worried about family, not concerts.
Yeah,
but
like,
whatever.
I want to go see.
I've had a lot of family lately, guys.
I know. The Dixie Chicks are coming into town. Ugh, I'm not going to be able to see.
They have a new album. Thank you very much.
I just want to hug someone.
You would know that. Finally, 12 to 18 months
or longer is the fourth scenario.
Oh, no.
It would be, quote, world record lightning speed if a vaccine is ready before next spring. And once it's ready, it has to be produced and administered to 350 million people.
Oh, my God.
That's if they come up with the vaccine.
Jeffrey, give me something that gives me money.
I think that's pretty optimistic news.
18 months?
That's if people are in good behavior, Brooke.
Yeah.
That's if they stay home.
Let's think on the bright side. Or, you know what? Let's move on. Finally, Jeff's joke of the day.
Oh, my God. I need
care,
it.
Don't
I
care.
Need it. Yes.
We all care.
What sits at the bottom of the sea and twitches?
What?
What?
A nervous wreck.
That's what I am right now.
That's right.
All right. That's... Take your anti-anxiety medication, everybody.
That's care or don't care. We're in for a long one. Your phone tap is coming up right after this.